this law has been long awaited. We really heartily welcome this law because for the first time South Africa will have a single statute that deals with this scourge of trafficking in persons, which sometimes is called the modern day slavery, which it is.
Now you say that this law has been long awaited. How long has the IOM been following this issue?
Long awaited because since 2000, now we are talking about some 10 years and so, South Africa has been promising, just like other countries, to make this into local laws, but it hasn't. But as they say, better arrive late than not. So we don't take away the significance of signing this bill into law, even at a late date.
How serious is the problem of trafficking in persons in South Africa?
One of the problems is that this business is very insidious. It's not clear, it's not open. So there are no statistics concerning South Africa. I'll give you a general statistics by the ILO, which estimate about 2.4 million people worldwide are victims of trafficking in persons. In South Africa itself, IOM has been working since 2003 on this issue, and we have so far helped about 334 victims of trafficking in persons.
Does IOM have an idea of who is involved in trafficking in persons in South Africa?
Trafficking in person is actually a trade that uses deceit, sometimes force. Deception is a key to this trade. Somebody will say, for example, here there is a business in South Africa, there is an employment which pays handsomely, and when you get there, you will be paid such and such. And finally, the victim falls into this trap. Now, some of those who arrange this kind of trade do not reside in South Africa. To answer your question, it is not yet clear who is doing this. According to UNODC, that is the United Nations Office Against Drugs and Crimes, this is a very huge trade that annually has the market value of $32 billion, second only to drug trade. So you can imagine, anybody could be involved, including corrupt officials.
You say that IOM has been able to help over 330 victims of this trafficking in persons. What are some of the stories that these people are telling IOM?
Well, most of them are children, actually. Now, trafficking in humans can happen inside the country. In many African countries, this is the case. A child is taken from rural areas, promised to go to auntie in the urban areas where he or she will receive education, only to find that when she or he arrives there, the so-called auntie will exploit them in terms of employment, employing them without pay, denying them chances to go to school. Basically, the stories they tell us is similar to this one, that I was taken from my home village to come to the urban areas to my relatives so that I can get more chance to go to school, but that turned out to be a mirage. And also the other phenomenon is that of prostitution. And this involved really young girls who are trafficked from far areas, sometimes invariably outside South Africa, mainly, even as far as Eastern Europe. So there is so many kinds of this trading in human beings.
Now, how is this new law in South Africa going to help in preventing and combating trafficking in persons in this country?
First of all, it makes trafficking in persons a criminal offense to start with. On top of that, it has also created offenses such as debt bondage, which is very important in this trade, the possession, destruction, and concealment of passports and travel documents is also a criminal offense, and using services of victims of trafficking, among other things. On top of that, if an offender is found guilty, then he will be made to pay a huge fine. That is up to $10 million, or risk life imprisonment, sometimes both. So this is a very fine law with maximum deterrent punishment there could be. And also the fine thing about this law is that perpetrators may be forced to pay their victims, because in many cases the victims are forgotten in this.
Yes. Now finally, Jumbe, Omari Jumbe, can this law in South Africa serve as an example for other African countries?
Oh, we believe so, yes. That's why we drum for this, because this scourge is experienced by all countries in the world and few are doing something about it. So this will encourage other countries to follow suit, because the plight of human being is very important to combat something like that.